That's a good opportunity to be back out here this week. We just have to continue to do the things that got us here and not beat ourselves. I'm getting ready to face a pretty tough Seattle defense. Those guys playing some good football right now, winning 6 out of their last 7 games. So I know that's going to be a challenge for us, but it's good to be back home to get a playoff game.
Teddy, what impressed you most about the way they played defensively the first time you guys played?
You know, think about that defense. They want you to be impatient, and that's something that I noticed the first time we played them. And it's nothing wrong with taking those easy completions, and then the big play will come. So they sit back, you know, they play their coverage, and they do it well. And those guys have a ton of chemistry. So you just have to take what they're giving you.
Okay, just look back on the film and all that. You have been playing so well.
Just not taking completions. You know, I think we're at our best when we're just taking completions, taking what the defense is giving us, not trying to be too perfect on every play. So, you know, whenever we're in rhythm, we're completing the football, converting third downs, and that's when we're at our best.
You see similarities between the struggles against Seattle and Green Bay? Is that what you're saying?
No, you know, I really don't. I can't even think back, you know, the first time I played. I watched the tape and everything, but, you know, just have to take those completions. You know, they're out there. Have to allow our guys to make plays, and that's what this game is going to come down to.
How different is this team from week 13 to now?
You know, this is a team that's continuing to just, you know, trust in one another. You know, we've been playing some of our best football these past couple weeks, and that's a good thing. So we want to continue to build off that momentum that we have and, you know, take advantage of this opportunity.
Hey, what happened on the incompletion to Jerick McKinnon at the start of the game? Zimmer said that's a play you hit every time in practice.
Yeah, I think I was just a little too excited. I knew we had the favorable matchup, and you know, I just overthrew him.
How do you feel entering your first playoff game? Any nerves? Does it feel differently this week than maybe you did the regular season game? Or how do you just kind of feel about it?
You can tell that the guy's focus is totally different. You know, and Coach Zimmer said something this morning in the team meeting that, you know, now you're playing for trophies and rings, not just banners, you know, and hearing that, you know, lets you know that it's go time. And, you know, I walked in the facility this morning and the guys were locked in. Those guys have that intensity, that look in their eyes that they want to get it done.
The times you've played in cold weather, what has been the most important part to not letting that affect your throwing?
You know, just, you know, being smart with the football, you know, taking good care of it. You know, that's what these games come down to, you know, protecting the football, penalties, converting third downs, field position and things like that. So, you know, when you get in these cold games, we want to use it to our advantage, being that we played outdoors all year. But that's what this game is going to come down to, those key factors.
How do you use it to your advantage?
You know, we've had some cold games dating back to last year, and, you know, it's, we feel like it's a mental thing. You know, the guys are bought in. We're going to practice outside most likely with Coach Zimmer being our head coach. He's a tough guy. So, you know, we get used to the weather, get used to the climate. The guys understand the challenge that's in front of us, and they've been doing a great job of answering Coach Zimmer's challenges.
Teddy, what do you need to do to make sure you don't get too excited this time around, specifically early in the game?
Like I said, I just have to go out there and take completions. You know, take what the defense has given me, get in rhythm, and set the tempo of the game.
How important do you think it is for you to get some completions early? I know you only completed, I think, 1 out of your first 5. It seems like the games where you have been able to, you know, complete a few passes in that first drive have typically been your best games.
Yeah, definitely. It just gets us rolling as a unit. You know, we were completing football, converting third downs, and, you know, some of our touchdown drives that we had this year in opening drives, like you said, we've been, you know, 4 or 5 completions, 5 or 6 rushes. So, you know, I just have to get out there and just take what the defense has given me. I can't, you know, get too greedy. I have to be patient with this defense, and that's something that we understand.
Teddy, can you describe the challenges that you face whenever this team in particular, Seattle, when they take Adrian out of the game like they did the first time around?
They just put us in a passing situation, and I think that's when they're at their best, when they get you down and they just let their pass rushers go. And like I said, those guys have a ton of chemistry playing together. They've been playing for a while now, and it's a good group, number 1 and 2 in both categories on defense side of the ball. So I just have to take what the defense is giving me, take those completions.
How tough is that balance? You know, early on, I mean, you guys didn't, I think the first drive did not give it to Adrian, if I remember correctly. But, you know, how is it
How tough is it to stay balanced whenever maybe you're not getting the run, but you have to stick with it to help you out?
You know, you never know how the games are going to come up. You know, we love to be a balanced offense, and you know, that's something that we take pride in. You know, we just have to understand, you know, the opportunity that's in front of us. You know, continue to just embrace this challenge. You know, like you said, they have a ton of guys who have playoff experience. But, you know, the guys who are here who were on that 2012 team, the Minnesota Vikings, you know, they've been sharing some wisdom with the guys, some knowledge on how to approach these kind of games. And, you know, it's been very helpful for us.
Teddy, do you feel less pressure on yourself when your defense is playing at such a high level?
You know, I just feel less pressure when we're playing good football. And whenever we just go out there and take care of business, and the games usually come easy.
Have you had a chance to circle back with your friend Bruce Irvin now that there's a rematch?
I actually didn't. You know, we talked after the game, but that was it.
Teddy, did you know, the fact you guys won and especially the fact that the defense came right back and got the touchdown back, does that make it a little bit easier when you have to go through and watch the left-handed throw that you made?
No, not at all.
It ended up not costing you?
Yeah, not at all, but, you know, it was good that, you know, the defense was able to, you know, get a touchdown. But you have to think about the risk-reward, you know, factor in that situation. If I just take the sack, we punt the football, and we'll have Green Bay backed up. And that's something that I mentioned earlier, that, you know, games like those come down to, you know, taking care of the football, field position, and things like that. But our defense did a great job Sunday night, and I'll take my hats off to those guys.
You talked before about how you grew up idolizing Brett Favre. Why exactly? Because that play was kind of uncharacteristic for you, but when you think of Brett Favre, you think of him taking a ton of chances, and you don't really mimic your style of play after Brett. So what is it about him that you just like so much?
You know, he was a tough competitor, and he's the ultimate competitor. He's a guy who started, I can't even tell you how many consecutive games in the NFL. I think he has the record still. You know, he's a winner. He did some great things throughout his career, and that's why I admire him.
Teddy, was it strange, like, handing the ball to Adrian 8 times in that game? And how did he, you know, after the game, he voiced it. He wanted to want the ball more. What was it like, you know, the way that game unfolded, just not being able to get him involved?
Like I said, you never know how these games are going to play out. You know, Seattle did a good job of just, you know, keeping us off the field. You know, they had long drives put together, and those guys did a great job of possession of football. So, you know, the games come up differently each week, and, you know, it's just sometimes the way the games go.
Teddy, when you were growing up, did you kind of make a point of watching NFL playoff games? And does any part of you say, hey, that's kind of cool, but I'm here on the biggest stage?
Oh, definitely. You know, growing up watching some of the most epic battles in NFL history, you know, and now I get to, you know, take part in the NFL playoff game. You know, it's huge for us. You know, it just speaks volumes of Coach Zimmer and what he's been able to do here in these past 2 years. You know, he's just been challenging his team, and the guys have been great at just stepping up to the challenge and, you know, responding.
Last couple.
Thank you.